Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Hello and welcome in episode 94 of the Go Get That podcast. And we're back. We're all together. We're all in the same time zone for now, for 1 week. It's been a wild summer in, I guess, all of our lives, but not necessarily in the land of Jordan Spieth playing good golf. There's maybe been one decent tournament, but that shall change. We've got two across the pond upcoming here. Obviously, the Scottish Open this week and then the Open Championship in 10 days' time or so. But, boys, I'm glad to be back just talking shop with you guys. It's been I've been missing the ones that we did. I know we haven't done one in a little while because there was some events that try to live up to what Craig Ranch provides, and they just can't do it these past few weeks in the John Deere, the Rocket Mortgage, even the Travelers played pretty easy this year. But regardless,
I think we're happy to have you back.
Yes, coffee golf too.
That's we're happy to have you back. I think Jay Spieth is happy to have you back. I mean, ever since you left, I mean, his game has went down the toilet. So he's like,
he has.
Yeah, I kind of took it with me.
Good shout.
And then I left it there for him, though. I left it in
good to hear. Good to hear.
Europe. So he picked it up at Wimbledon and probably lost it the next day, but that's kind of the nature of the Jay Spieth experience.
Yeah. Jordan, when will you be departing for?
Sunday afternoon, early evening. So
yes.
If Jay Spieth is in deep contention, then I'll be leaving, right? If he is in deep contention, I'll be leaving like right when he's finishing. So
nice. Perfect.
Nice.
You haven't heard. If you live under or you just don't have Instagram, Mr. Jordan is going to
Mr. Royal Pool.
Yes, Royal Pool. El Pool.
El Pool.
In England, and that's gonna be so awesome. I'm excited for it. I love to look at like the weather. It already looks sick. I mean, you might be a little bit wet and a little bit cold at times, but that is it. It looks like we're gonna have a couple opens these next 2 weeks, like proper opens. So that's exciting, and it's all the more exciting at 3:30 in the morning too, which is fun. So, but I mean, where do you guys want to start with the Scottish? It's DP World Tour event combined with the PGA Tour. Second year doing it. It was a lot of fun last year. I think it's
a pretty good
course. I'm curious to see how it plays this year. I think the wind's going to be up a little bit more, which is always a lot of fun.
Always fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to get back into the swing of things. Obviously, we have a big stretch coming up.
Yep.
Some would say a massive stretch, as we have about 5 golf tournaments left before the end of the season. And Jay Spieth is yet to pick up a win.
Yeah, only 2 real ones, though. The Playoffs.
Well, yes, but I would appreciate it. I would appreciate.
Yes. No, we count playoff wins, but they just there's two fun tournaments left, realistically.
That's debatable. I mean, like Memphis and BMW.
I mean, I like Memphis, but like
loaded fields.
I guess the BMW is cool too.
Not to mention, if he picked off one of those, he's gonna have a chance at East Lake, which is
cool. Yeah, and then I guess they're all fun. That's really dependent on one man's golf game.
Correct.
That's just kind of how it goes. So
yeah, it'll be interesting. At the end of the day, I just I'm really interested to see what he looks like out of the gates on Thursday, because I'll be honest, I don't know what to expect. I have no expectations whatsoever. I'm really hoping that there's something there. Obviously, we didn't leave off on the best note. So yeah, there's a lot to break down in his golf game. I'm sure the recap on Monday will be, well, I guess now we have to deal with that with Jordan overseas, but it'll be a lot to talk about because there will be a lot to discuss. But we can figure that out. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. This is my favorite 2 week stretch of the year. I think API players is right up there, but this one's fun. I love waking up early, making coffee, just laying in bed when it's dark outside, put my ESPN Plus on. And Jordan, you know, yeah, I mean, Jordan's Lynx record stands for itself. I think that's another reason why it's so exciting. I don't think anyone plays Lynx golf better than Mr. Spieth, but last time he played, we did not leave off on a good note. I think we've missed like three of our last five cuts. So, I mean, that's brutal. I mean, he did throw in the nice T5 at Memorial, but it obviously has not been very pretty since the Heritage. But Jay Spieth is known to just pull a rabbit out of a hat at the Open. I mean, he can easily, I mean, last year, look what he did. He was never really in contention. Still played pretty good golf. Obviously, the standard's to win, but I mean, he just pulls it out of a hat over here typically. And yeah, we're winless, so would hope he's hungry and hopefully two good chances to win the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of restart point. 3 weeks off after missing three of five cuts. I think I tweeted like he's only missed three out of five cuts three times in his career. He did it in 2017. And then I believe 2020 as well. So obviously 2017 was a great year. 2020 was not. But I think the bigger question is, or the bigger comment Bob kind of alluded to is like, I don't even know what to expect this week. And that seems to be a consistent thing for us and I probably other viewers. But then coming from a guy who's preaching, trying to reach consistency, it's like, well, okay, then clearly it's not going very well. And I don't think that the miscut at the US Open is that like bad or, you know, there's no need to like get too wrapped up in it. Cause I think he was going through some sort of, I got to put this all together because it was clear that he was doing something with his swing, but it's like, why change it when 2 weeks ago at the Memorial, you were hitting it pretty darn good. But there's no reason to go calling for Butch Harmon and all this other stuff. I mean, Butch Harmon's great, but like,
yeah, I mean, certain people out there were calling for Butch.
That's what I was saying. Twitter had, that was up for debate a little bit, but no, I feel semi-confident that this will be a good week, one with contention, and we'll just have to see. You know, he's one of the better putters on slow greens too. That was as I was doing some stuff before for the pod picks. I think he's second in the field the last like 24 rounds on slow greens in comparison to tour average greens. So. The putter usually shows up here. It's just a matter of kind of putting it all together for four rounds and making the bad nine holes, plus one or plus two, I guess, depending on how the course is playing. But a couple of bad nines have cost them from winning a tournament this year in three or four different events.
Yeah, that's well said.
Yeah, I mean, if you
definitely been a problem.
Yeah, if you look at the last 10 years, it's really hard to find a better player over the pond than Jordan Spieth. He's one of the best Lynx golf players there is in the game. So you look at this 2 week stretch, and you obviously are hoping for some some good results, right? So I'm looking for something to build off of at the Scottish. And then, of course, we don't settle for anything less than a win at majors. So that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see a good finish at the Scottish and a win at the Open. No, those expectations are not too high. So no, I think that I think that should be just, it should be that simple. I just should do it.
No, it's it would be so chills to have contention in a major again. I know we were lucky enough to get it 2 years ago, but it's been many
2 years ago.
And you know, it came at the Open 2 years ago, obviously losing to Morikawa. But just like the T4 at the Masters was fun on Sunday, but it wasn't like really fun. Didn't have you on the edge of your seat. Didn't have the like jitters going too much, because it's like, all right, it's whatever.
It was fun.
He's just trying to beat Phil at this point. And then of course Phil goes birdie and he brutally pokes one into the trees on 18. But regardless, it's time, right? It like it's been hovering around like the 12th to 13th best player in the world for a couple of years now, since his like spurt back onto the scene in 2021. And I think he's better than that, but I also think that he's proven too often that he's a lot worse than that. So the consistency in theory has to start coming soon. But at this point, I don't really care about consistency. It's time to just pop for these 2 weeks and put a little yellow trophy on the Data Golf page, because you have to scroll a little bit to see one of those, and that's not the most fun.
No, yeah, it's I mean, this has been a relatively disappointing season so far, so you have to look at this from the perspective as surely he is sick of this, right? I mean, he hasn't played a good tournament. I mean, yes, sure, he finished, I think it was top five at the Memorial, but regardless, I mean, it's not really that much of a, he never really had much of a chance to win. So I think that, I mean, you're looking at almost 3 months since he's had a chance to win on Sunday. So that's not good, folks. Not good at all. So, yeah, I mean, it's this course coming up this week is definitely not really as Lynx style as some of the other Scottish courses, I guess, the Renaissance Club. But it's still a very fun course. And Jordan played very well last year. If you could have hit a green on a par three, he would have won the tournament last year. So,
forgot about that.
Yeah. So there's good memes here. There's good memes.
Very good.
So we just gonna need to dial in a bit, hoping to see Mr. S. Cameron show up. Please, please, please. That would be great.
Please.
We have one more please just for good measure.
It's been a good while since Mr. S. Cameron has showed up.
Would agree.
For four rounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's been many moons since S. Cameron has had a really, really good putting week. I think, you know, one kind of somewhat concerning thing about this golf course is that it requires some longer approach shots, which, as Jordan on the pod here has documented over these past few months/ this season, that has not been a strong suit of Mr. Spieth's, and we shall see. And I guess you saw it kind of frankly play out at the U.S. Open. There were too many poor shots from 185, 190, putting him in bad spots. Didn't make a putt, or didn't, you know, miraculous chip to get it close enough to save a par. But there's going to be some challenging long irons, and we'll see if there's been some progress made in that area. And with 3 weeks off, I think it's reasonable to expect not be sure what to expect, but there's also like, you're a professional golfer and you've had 3 weeks to prepare and fix your game, and you're definitely not taking time off because you have one major left, and then you can, well, I guess you then you have the Ryder Cup and the playoffs and stuff, but like, you have plenty of time in October to not play golf if you don't want
which,
to.
Which, I mean, he doesn't, you know, his fall resume is, you know, awful, but
yeah.
Yeah, getting back 3 weeks off, there's absolutely zero excuse to hear anything about rust. I think most of the, you know, big names played Travelers, so they had 2 weeks off. He had one more week off than they did, so that really shouldn't be that big of a deal, in my opinion. You missed the cut at the U.S. Open. Absolutely.
Are we not considering Ricky Fowler and Tony Finau big names, Mr. Carr?
Oh, I forgot about the mortgage. But you get what I'm saying. Most players play the Travelers. They didn't play Rocket Mortgage. So most guys had 2 weeks off.
Is Finau here?
No, Finau's not here for whatever.
Well, since we have been away, Mr. Flower did win. There's been quite a standings change in the go get that season race. Let me pull it up right now. Currently, Daniel leads with he's up 309 go get that points for the year.
Wow,
I'm currently down 132 go get that points for the year, and Mr. Carp is down 690 go get that points for the year.
Oh boy.
So, Mr. Carp, do we have a statement about a late season push to avoid the SAT being taken in October?
I'm shaking in my boots over here. You know, I don't know. I'm worried over here. I'm telling you that. So I'll leave it at.
That sounds
like a late season push would be nice. That'd be very, very, I have four outrights this week. So,
okay. Well, there you go.
There you go.
The fans are already asking, will you be taking classes to prepare for the SAT?
These fans are putting the pressure on me here. I don't know. I got to look at my schedule, see when I can fit in some time. You never know. I might take some classes. We'll have to, you know, figure that out.
Really? That would show some dedication. Really can't have a 3-digit SAT score posted. That would be really.
Oh, that would be.
That'd be awful.
You need to get it at least to 1,000.
But
so, hey, yeah. I did when I took it in high school, so that's, you know, start.
Yeah, there you go. But
I'm trying to think. So I wanted to keep. I was talking about the U.S. Open miscut. You would think, you know, if you're a respectable professional like Mr. Spieth is, and, you know, you haven't really had that great of a year, you wouldn't take much time off after a miscut. Even with 3 weeks off, you would think, you know, you get back out there and you grind and you grind and you get, you know, back at it. Yeah, because I guess the Open is his Super Bowl for the season based on what we've seen this year. So I don't really expect any excuses for any rust. I don't really think there should be any. You've had 3 weeks off. I don't really think there's anything in golf that you could blame on rust that would be to you can't attribute to not having time off. So,
yeah. Your points are well taken.
Thank you.
The 3 weeks off, I think not playing after the U.S. Open was more of a let me figure out what I'm trying to do with my swing than a I'm tired or a something. Like, I think he just didn't want to fly across the country to go play the Travelers and not feel comfortable hitting the golf ball in the way that he knows he can. To the point about rust, I agree that it is a weak excuse, but I also think that I would not be surprised to hear something on Thursday regarding the supposed lack of tournament rounds. To be fair, he has played 2 tournament rounds in 5 weeks. A lot of that is technically his fault, but it is still just the fact.
Play better.
And it is what you are saying is correct. But I think if it comes up Thursday, it would also technically be correct, considering there was, you know, 20 rounds to be played and he played two of them, which again is his fault for not playing better. As Roy would say, right? Play better.
Yeah. You should have played at least four.
Right. At least four, and probably should have played eight. But regardless, I feel good. Some random guy on Twitter said he was flushing it the other day with Fowler, right? So
appreciate the random guy, yeah.
Yes, and that got like what, four likes or something.
That's so enough credibility for me.
It has to be true. He even put the sources comment in quotes. So he said Spieth and Fowler are flushing it. So I think therefore we should
enough to go feel off good.
On. Although that being said, I feel like Spieth can lose his swing in overnight or in
a couple holes. Know,
2 hours. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, precisely. You can lose it in one hole. So we'll see. It'd be nice to wake up at three and go fairway green.
But in hole.
Ideally, it's a dart, but it's like, okay, if not, you know. Well, yeah, it'd be nice to go fairway green, 15 feet birdie. And just be like, okay.
He's starting on 10, right?
Yes.
So that's a par five. So, yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Well, fairway.
One under through one would be nice.
Yes, that would be very nice. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be a fun week as always. That's Scotland.
Moral of the story is that as Mr. Karp said, I will be entertaining absolutely zero excuses and calls for rust. He should have been playing. I was quite disappointed that he even attended Center Court this week. Golf course every single day.
Didn't he fire a 64 at T Forest?
That has been heard. However,
it's 8 under. That's impressive.
At T Forest.
At T Forest in non-tournament conditions. Might as well.
He probably picked up everything inside of 5 feet too. So it's like, you know, classic.
He probably did.
I will say the one thing I do miss this year is there's no Magnus Pro-Am. I was kind of looking forward to the
that's a good point,
the JP Pro-Am over in Ireland, but I guess that's Magnus, kind of like the Ryder Cup, or even more rare than the Ryder Cup. So
yeah, it is rare.
That's impressive.
I mean, Xander picks off all the rare events.
Let's not forget that Mr. Spieth has a tough record at the Magnus, as he was disqualified last year.
Yes, he was. I forgot about that. For picking up.
he was DQ'd for touching his golf ball without being.
Yeah. No, I think he picked up.
He did indeed pick up. Yes.
Yeah.
A tough
that's
scene.
Hilarious
happens but, to the best of us.
Yeah, well, it happens to him a lot because he does not want to putt three footers, and rightfully so. He's missed a lot of them, but in hindsight you'd think
the more you hit him, them,
yeah exactly. But
we'll think
I mean, at the end of the day, there's not too much to talk about in terms of his game, because we really don't know what we're going to see. I'm sure that the next podcast will actually be pretty lengthy, as there will be a lot to discuss as we're heading into the Open. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited. It's not something I can do forever, but for 2 weeks, it's fun to wake up early. Mm-hmm. It's fun to be done with golf at noon. So it'll be cool. It'll be cool. I'm really excited. So
well, hopefully we only have two really early wake up calls these next 2 weeks.
That'd be nice.
He's been pretty good at that over the past couple of years. Yeah. But
if he is first off on Sunday at the Open, I will be very angry. Very angry.
I'd share that opinion.
Some would say that would be unacceptable.
That would be what? Like a one? No. Be like a 2:30 tee time, just by himself, him and Greg.
Might as well don't even show up.
Yeah, no, exactly. Might as well just get the jet rolling for some other tennis tournament to go watch. I don't know.
But, where's the tour going, Bob?
Yeah, where's the tour in a couple weeks?
Where's tour's head to Cincinnati? For the Masters,
pack the bags for Cincinnati.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the next big tournament is the Cincinnati Masters. So,
will Mr. Alcaraz be there?
Of course, that's one of the biggest events of the year.
It's the Green Jacket of Ohio.
No, definitely not. I don't. Yes, well, of the Ohio, yes. Yes. But yeah, it's definitely
I'd assume, right.
It is. It is. And then in September, we. I wonder if Mr. Spieth will make an appearance at Arthur Ashe Stadium. In September. Yes.
Isn't the Ryder Cup in September?
Not. Yeah, I think so.
They do overlap.
Marco Simeone Golf Club, which is cool.
Mr. Spieth needs some Ryder Cup points.
I believe it would be the best in the best interest of the it would be in the best interest of the European team to have Marcel Seam on the team.
Yes, Seam and Aberg first off against Spieth and Thomas, and I think it's a 4-3 win for the Europeans. That'd be chills. Could you imagine Marcel Seam and Ludvig Aberg just dominating America's or Cantlay and Schauffele or something? That'd be hilarious.
Yeah,
but
Mr. Seam will be at the Open. Mr. Seam,
he will. He's at both Opens.
Yeah.
Get a lot of Mars. Hopefully we get eight days of Marcel Seam.
Let's knock it out played by Mr. Seam this week. That'd be nice.
Yes, that would be
disaster.
Actually one of my pod plays is Seam over Spieth at +320.
Honestly, has a chance.
That's great value right there.
Great value.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So yeah, I don't think any of us have pod. Do you guys have pod plays?
I have mine already. Yeah.
All right, you can say yours then. I don't. I'll tweet mine out.
Okay. Yeah, I had another thought about this week, and I have now lost said thought. It might have been Ryder Cup. Oh yes, the important part of this week. There's a need for Ryder Cup points. There's a need for wins. More importantly. There's a need for FedEx Cup points. Mr. Spieth is currently right on the border of making it to East Lake.
I'm sure that's where my focus is.
He needs.
Will not apologize. I don't care.
Well, so it might not be five events for Spieth then.
It may not. It may very well not. But no, you know, all of that will come with. Could you imagine?
I'd appreciate.
Could you imagine if he missed East Lake, missed Kapalua?
I would really appreciate a Sedgefield appearance if he is down
on the bubble.
Sedgefield, Wyndham.
Oh, that'd be brutal. I'd take a win, though. If he were to win there, I'd take it.
I will say, I do appreciate the new schedule, only having two events in between the Open and the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the Open is just... 3M. Yeah, the Minnesota and the Wyndham. And there's no need to put Detroit there. Like, move them to where you moved them. And nobody needs 3 weeks off before the playoffs start. So, good on the tour for that, I guess. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Senate hearing that happened. I didn't pay much attention because it honestly is probably – too complicated for me to decipher at this moment.
You'd be surprised.
It's more simple.
The questions they were asked, so they were like the senators were asking Jimmy Dunn and whoever the other dude was who was like making the framework for the deal between the tour and the PIF. They were like the senators were asking like questions that you easily could comprehend.
Okay.
They weren't like legal types of stuff.
I saw one of Jimmy Dunn's answers where he basically, I don't remember what the question was, but he just kind of went on about how like you can grow the game and meet new people with different like religions and cultures and skin colors. And then he like didn't know where he was going with it. It was kind of a Michael Scott-esque, like, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but I'm going to say a bunch of good words together.
Says the guy who's a member at Augusta Shinnecock and is the president at Seminole Golf Club in Florida.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's just a whole mess right now that I didn't think we'd be in. Not like literally 8 weeks ago, but whatever. We're just going to have to see how it kind of unpacks itself. I imagine we'll know more soon and as it kind of unfolds, but also as Jay Monahan returns to health after his whatever happened, his I guess you could call it well-timed health debacle. But yeah, anyway, my plays, these might change a tiny bit considering. Jordan, do you have plays yet or no?
I do. I think I'm gonna okay. keep them. Well, I'm losing. No one wants to hear them. I'll keep them to myself.
Okay. Well, these might change a little bit, but this is my 15 minutes of research for this week. It's supposed to play like an open this week. Rain, wind, the whole thing, how it should be. But that means that you can eliminate any dude's name that you haven't really seen before out the window. So top 40s, good luck with that. A lot of the Americans from Florida, see ya, because you're not playing in the rain and wind that often. So my outrights, I went with Spieth, of course. I looked at it 25-1. I was like,
you have points to burn.
God, I'm like, this is so dumb. And then I was like, all right, I'm not gonna do it. And then I thought, well, what if he does? And you'll be kicking yourself for not having it on there. So whatever, 10 points. And then Fitz and Lowry. So Fitzpatrick's been kind of up and down, but he's actually been pretty decent. And he's been better with the putter as well. So that's good. And he also just plays really well when it's really hard. He's got great course history here. So I like his chances. And then Shane Lowry's just, he's had quietly a good year. I've bet on him a little bit with some of these go get that points to win, and he's never quite come through, but he's hitting the ball really well. And obviously he dominated at Port Rush, right? 4 years ago now. So he could definitely win this week. And then I went back to Fitzpatrick over Hatton and McIlroy at plus 200. Hatton, a lot of people are on Hatton this week. I get it. He's got decent core. He's three top 25s here, but he's gained like a stroke and a half putting the past like four tournaments, and his ball striking is about a stroke. So he's playing like together. He's putting it all together really well, but that just seems like a hot putter to me that will probably come back down to earth at some point. So I kind of like Fitz over him. And then Rory, obviously he's playing super, super well, but he's had some time off now. And I kind of think that, you know, 2 weeks off will have his game a little bit off kilter. I also just think Fitzpatrick is going to win this week. So if he's going to win, he's going to beat everybody. So I like that. And then Max Homa, top 20. He hasn't been as bad as I thought he has been. Obviously the missed cut at the US Open was pretty ugly, mostly just because it was another disappointing performance in a hometown major, especially because it was a hometown major. But he's flushing the ball. Like if you look at his, it's green and like plus one on the approach numbers and off the tee numbers in data golf, just chipping and putting hasn't quite been there for him. He played pretty well here last year. I think it was a T16. And it's not a major, so I'm not worried about him not playing well. I think he's kind of due. Like, I think Homa, I look, you know, looking through his page a little bit, it's like, well, I've got it right here, actually.
Spieth due?
Yeah, but I guess that's kind of why I have Spieth on there, too, because the way his season's been going, he's kind of popped, right? It's been, oh, not great. And then, oh, there's a T3. And then, oh, not great. Oh, there's the RBC, whatever it might be. But, okay, so Homa's numbers aren't as great. But at Rocket Mortgage, he gained 1.7 ball striking and then was just kind of average on putting and approach. And, yeah, T16 here last year, putted well here last year. So I think it's just kind of time for him to, like, have a good week. And top 20 is not hard for him to do. And he seems like a grinder, a flusher. And if the wind's going to blow, then I like his chances to at least hang around and secure the top 20 there. So those are my plays. And hopefully they can kind of keep me afloat. I've been hitting on one play for about 100 points every week.
That'll do.
These past couple weeks, so.
That will do.
Just need another winner to pop, and then we're
I'm
really
hoping to get myself back into the green by the end of the year. That's my goal.
Yeah. I think we could all get to the green. I believe in you, Jordan.
Well,
I don't know.
It's gonna need a big outright.
Yeah, you do have
four,
to hit.
So probably again, I'm saving them, but
probably have to hit two outrights.
It might
just can you give us two outrights? Two of your outrights for this week.
Sure, that seems fair. I'll give two. All right, so I have Spieth as well.
Yes.
So that's a loser.
Yeah, that's 10 down the drain or whatever you put on it.
I don't know, man.
It's hard not to.
He's got to win this year. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tough to trust off of 3 weeks off and a missed cut.
Like then,
it just doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Scheffler's not going to win. I don't think Scheffler will win, so I eliminated him. I like Ricky, but I just don't think Ricky's going to win back to back starts.
No. He's playing so well, man.
It's such a crapshoot once you get past like the top nine guys on the board. So
yeah,
I do have a couple longer shots, but I'm not giving those. I'll wait. And then I got Rory. I know you had some concern for Rory, but Rory's the same boat as Spieth. Rory hasn't won since, what, October of 2022?
Yeah.
So, like, I guess he's won this season, but, I mean, he won a fall event, which is a long time ago. So, technically, he's in the same boat as Spieth, having not won this calendar year. That just seems like that's not going to help win. And, you know, it's a major next week, so what can go wrong does go wrong for Rory at majors. So, yeah, Scottish this week. I think the course fits him pretty decently. Why not? I don't think Scott's going to be a competitor this week, which is a crazy thing to say. But
so he's outside the top 15 for the first time.
I just don't know. I think you got to make a lot of putts to win at this course, a lot of like par putts, considering how it played last year. And crazy to say that, I don't trust Scotty to make a lot of those par putts. And with the wind especially, you add such an element of randomness. Like, he's such a great ball striker.
Yeah.
But when it's windy, it kind of alleviates a lot of...
Well, another thing with Lynx golf is that it's... The undulations are very, very evident, which means you need to get some good bounces.
Oh, yes.
That... thankfully for him plays into his hands, as we all know that he is one prone to better than most types of kicks.
It's very true.
So we'll see how that works. But
definitely a worry these next 2 weeks. Some players rely on those good breaks, like Mr. Scheffler. You know,
he does. Some would say he'd have zero tour wins without that. So.
Come on.
I will make the argument he would have zero majors without them. I will stand by that argument.
Yeah.
He hasn't birdied number – he doesn't – well, yeah, but he wouldn't have birdied number three to Augusta on Sunday had the ball not hit the pin. He would have made bogey. That's a two-shot difference, and he would have crumbled on the back nine. But luckily for him, it hit the pin, and that was a two-shot swing. And I will stand by that, and I will not apologize for that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Cam Smith, you know, put it in the drink on 12, but maybe it
a
plays
break
out
for Scheffler as Cam Smith puts it in the drink on 12.
Okay, but regardless, we've got it looks good this weekend. The wind's going to be blowing too, which I'm excited. I think golf is more fun to watch when it's
Sunday looks nasty,
absolute chaos and gnarly, and it's not going to be raining like too hard where it's like, oh, they can't play.
No, they can't play on.
It's just gonna be a little misty, a little openish rain, and then just blowing, you know, turn the fans on and it'll be perfect. I'm excited. CBS is on the coverage. So no Azinger this week. And bummer. But we move. Yeah. Anything else on the Renaissance Club?
No, that's for it. Sure. Please score in the 60s on Thursday morning. Please.
Yes. It does play as a par 70, I believe. So something 60, in the 60s would be under par. It would be nice.
Yeah, probably anything under par will be a good start on Thursday, I'd assume.
It really could be. I mean, obviously Thursday will play the easiest, I think, but it's one of the, I think it might be one of those where you got to get off to like 3, 4, 5 and then just kind of hold your yeah. spot.
Sunday looks like it could be quite hectic.
Because Sunday, they could play to like 3 over on Sunday, yeah, depending on how they set it up. So, and I hope they go for carnage. It'd be sick if the Scottish Open played to like a -2 winner. Probably not going to happen. Kind of depends on how much, because I think they've gotten a little bit of rain recently as well. So as firm as it had been, because it, when I was over in Europe, it did not rain at all. But it's nice. Been raining the past like 2 weeks. So got really firm, and now they're getting quite a bit of water. So we'll see how firm and fast it is. But hopefully it's firm, fast, windy, and raining all at the same time, and it's glorious TV. So with that, I think we will talk to you guys soon.
We will.
Well, yeah, we will. Not I think, but
we will.
We will. So it'll be fun. Hopefully we'll have some good things to say. It cannot be a missed cut. It cannot be anything worse than a T12. But we will go from there.
I think T12 is respectable.
That's a substandard week, yeah.
I think a T14 would be cause for alarms.
Right. Well, and T18, I think it's blow the whole thing up.
I think T18 is a retirement and become a stay at home dad.
Butch time at T18. Yes. Butch time.
Right. Yes. Or it's just straight to CBS and
maybe John Tillery actually.
Yes. Take Colt Nost's job, or something. I don't know. Be on Golf Now with Rich Lerner. Rich Lerner and Jordan Spieth on Golf Now. Yeah, Jesus. But anyway, peace.
Take care.